Also, we've arrested a man following a firearms incident in Glen Waverley. We've been told about 11:15 p.m. last night. We had a man attended an address on Blackburn Road. Firearms being discharged and occupants in the residence were threatened with a conducted energy device. Our offender's then fled, and it's alleged he's been involved in a car crash on Blackburn Road. He's exited his vehicle there, done a run up, but patrolling police have arrested a 30-year-old man and recovered a conducted energy device a short time later. He's currently assisting us with our inquiries, but we do ask anyone that witnessed the incident who may have got dash cam footage or has any other information, if Crime Stoppers, a call on 1-800-333-000.
That was an explosion in a police speak factory. You started with, what did you say instead of shots were fired?
Firearm was discharged.
Firearm was discharged. He was, he threatened the occupants of the residence with a conducted energy device.
Mm-hmm.
He exited mm-hmm. the vehicle. He fled on foot as opposed to ran away. That's just magnificent, Adam. He's assisting police with their inquiries. A conducted energy device is a taser, I assume, huh?
No, a conducted energy device is a conducted energy device.
Oh, is taser a brand name? We can't have that.
Yeah.
Right.
No, well,
like Kleenex.
You wouldn't have been using a taser. It would have been a knockoff or something like that. I'm
sure. Right. You couldn't say in a police report that he was hoovering cocaine, could you? You know, because that's a brand name.
No, he'd be dicing in it.
Oh, yeah. Gee, you're good.